This series
y esta serie
is all about
se trata todo
how to love yourself.
De cómo amarte a ti mismo.
And if we're being honest, right?
Y si somos honestos, ¿verdad?
A lot of us
muchos de nosotros
don't like people, right? You're like, I don't like people. You ever meet people? Like, I hate people.
No nos gusta la gente. Mucha gente dice, has conocido a las personas que dicen, ay, no me gusta estar con la gente.
Well, most likely you're saying that or people are saying that because they hate themselves. They don't even like themselves.
O mucha gente a veces dice esto porque realmente no se quieren a sí mismos.
And so this series is
entonces,
all about
esta serie se va a tratar todo de
how to love yourself.
Cómo amarte a ti mismo.
How to appreciate yourself.
Cómo apreciarte a ti mismo.
How to see yourself the way God sees you.
Cómo verte como Dios te ve.
How to protect yourself the way you should protect yourself.
Cómo protegerte de la forma que tú debes de protegerte.
And if we're being honest, if I were to give you the mic,
y si somos honestos, si yo te doy a ti el micrófono,
you could probably think of some things about yourself, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, that you don't like about yourself.
Podrías pensar cosas de ti mismo, ya sea mental, emocional, físicas, cosas que a lo mejor no quieres tú de ti mismo.
Whether that's in the form of insecurity or any other type of form, there's things about you that you don't like.
Ya sea una inseguridad o cualquier otra forma, hay cosas de ti mismo que tú no quieres.
There's probably conversations you've had with God. God, why did you make me this way? God, why did you have to make me like this?
A lo mejor conversaciones que tú has tenido con Dios al decir, Dios, ¿por qué me hiciste de esta manera?
And so, in light of that, we decided to name this series.
En luz de esto, hemos nombrado esta serie.
Are you your type? Do you like yourself?
Eres tu tipo. Te quieres a ti mismo.
Are you your type?
Eres tú tu tipo.
And so we're going to be talking about a number of different topics.
Entonces vamos a hablar de un número de temas.
But tonight,
pero esta noche,
we are talking about singleness.
Estamos hablando de la soltería.
All right? And this is a very important step in how to love and appreciate yourself.
Y esto es un paso muy importante para tú poder apreciarte y amarte a ti mismo.
And so for our text, for our story that we're going to read tonight.
Para nuestro texto, nuestra historia que vamos a leer en esta noche.
The text that we will extract all of our thoughts and prayers from.
El texto donde vamos a poder sacar nuestros pensamientos, nuestras oraciones de él.
Is in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Está en Primera de Corintios, capítulo 7.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you need to understand who's talking, who's writing, and who the audience is.
Y aquí en Primera de Corintios capítulo 7 tienes que tú entender quién está escribiendo, quién es la audiencia.
And so the apostle Paul, he is writing to the church of Corinth. That's
entonces,
why it's called Corinthians.
El apóstol Pablo está hablando a la iglesia de Corintios, por eso se llama Corintios.
And the Corinthians, they're a brand new church, they just got saved and they're wild.
Y los corintios son una iglesia nueva, acaban de ser salvos y están locos.
And Paul, he's this missionary. He's this man of God. He's also single.
Y Pablo es un misionero, es un hombre de Dios, y también está soltero.
And so the Corinthians, they reach out to Paul, and they have all these questions to Paul about how to act as Christians. What should we do about this? What should we do about that?
Entonces los corintios le hablan a Pablo y le tienen tantas preguntas de cómo ellos deben de ser como cristianos, cómo deben de comportarse.
And so Paul, in this first letter, 1 Corinthians, he is giving answers to their questions.
Entonces Pablo, en esta primera carta, Primera de Corintios, él está dando respuestas a sus preguntas.
And so one of the questions the Corinthians had, because they were so sinful, that they had all this debauchery, doing all these wild things. They were like, Paul, what do we do about sex? Because that's kind of important to us.
Entonces los corintios, como eran gente que era una gente pecaminosa, tenían preguntas a Pablo. Pablo, ¿qué deberíamos de hacer sobre el sexo?
And this is what Paul says to answer their question.
Y esto es lo que Pablo dice para responder a su pregunta.
He says in chapter 7, verse 7, I wish everyone were single just as I am. Seems a little bitter, but we're going to bypass that. I wish everyone were single just as I am. Yet each person has a special gift from God of one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married or to widows, it's better to stay unmarried, just as I am. But if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. I want to be free from the concerns of this life. An unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please him. But a married man has to think about his earthly responsibilities, how to please his wife. We won't be talking about that. That's for the adults. His interests are divided in the same way a woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be devoted to the Lord and holy in body and in spirit. But a married woman has to think about her earthly responsibilities and how to please her husband. I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best with as few distractions as possible.
Dice Pablo, 1 Corintios 7:7-9. Sin embargo, quisiera que todos fueran solteros, igual que yo. Pero cada uno tiene su don específico de Dios, unos de una clase y otros de otra. Así que les digo a los solteros y a las viudas, es mejor quedarse sin casar tal como yo. Pero si no pueden controlarse, entonces deberían casarse. Es mejor casarse que arder con pasión. Y sigue diciendo en el versículo 32. Quisiera que estén libres de las preocupaciones de esta vida. Un soltero puede invertir su tiempo en hacer la obra del Señor y en pensar cómo agradarlo a Él. Pero el casado tiene que pensar en sus responsabilidades terrenales y en cómo agradar a su esposa. Sus intereses están divididos. De la misma manera, una mujer que ya no está casada o que nunca se ha casado puede dedicarse al Señor y ser santa en cuerpo y en espíritu. Pero una mujer casada tiene que pensar en sus responsabilidades terrenales y en cómo agradar a su esposo. Les digo esto para su propio beneficio, no para imponerles restricciones. Mi deseo es que hagan todo lo que les ayude a servir al Señor mejor, con la menor cantidad de distracciones posibles.
So since we're talking about singleness and Paul has some pretty strong opinions on singleness.
Y como estamos hablando de la soltería y como Pablo tiene unas opiniones muy fuertes de la soltería.
We're titling tonight's message Table for One.
Vamos a titular este mensaje Mesa para uno.
Table for One.
Mesa para uno.
Let's go ahead and pray.
Vamos a orar.
God, I pray that you would help all of us in here be better singles, be better individuals. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right guys, this is the first installment. This is lesson number one of our series, obviously.
Esta es la lección número uno de nuestra serie.
So I need to take a poll.
Entonces yo tengo que hacer una pregunta, tomar una estadística.
I'm going to name three groups of people.
Voy a nombrar tres grupos de personas.
And when you identify with that group, I need you to like shout, I need you to clap, I need you to make some noise, okay?
Y cuando te identificas con ese grupo de personas, ocupo que tú grites, que tú aplaudas, que tú hagas ruido.
So group number one, make some noise if you are married.
Grupo número uno, haz ruido si estás casado.
Yeah. Woo! I know in the youth group there's not a whole lot of us, but you know, we're here.
Jóvenes no somos tantos, pero aquí estamos.
Junior, I didn't hear any. Okay, there we go. Okay. I was like, all right, second group. If you are in a relationship, make some noise.
Si tú estás en una relación, novios.
Typically a little bit more lively, you know?
Típicamente un poco
okay,
más de vida.
Okay, we got a few couples in the youth
unas
group.
Unas cuantas relaciones.
And then lastly,
y últimamente,
if you are single, make some noise.
Si estás soltero, haz ruido.
Okay, that's about what I was expecting. You know,
es lo que esperaba.
Probably 80% of us are probably single, which is why we are talking about what we're talking about tonight.
80% de nosotros aquí estamos solteros, por eso estamos hablando de lo que estamos hablando
and
esta noche.
To you singles out there.
Y para ustedes solteros ahí.
I want to first off give you an apology on behalf of the church.
Quiero primeramente darles una disculpa de parte de la iglesia.
Because honestly,
porque honestamente,
as a church, we never talk about singleness.
Como iglesia, casi nunca hablamos de la soltería.
We always have marriage classes, we have marriage conferences.
Siempre tenemos conferencias de matrimonios, clases para matrimonios.
And I feel like you as a Christian, right? Most of y'all are in high school or middle school.
Y siento que ustedes como cristianos, los que están en la mayoría en la secundaria, en la prepa.
But for the young adults in here, right? You start growing up and people start like, oh, you know, You dating anyone yet? Where's your boyfriend? Where's your girlfriend? Right? You like you start to get those questions.
Pero los adultos jóvenes a veces empiezan a preguntar, "Oye, ¿dónde está la novia? ¿Dónde está el novio?"
And I want to apologize because I feel like as a church, first off, we haven't given you enough resources on how to embrace being single.
Y quiero disculparme porque como iglesia no les hemos dado recursos para que ustedes sepan cómo estar solteros.
But also, I feel like as a church, we've kind of idolized marriage to this point where like that's the height of being a Christian. Like, oh, once you get married, that's it. You move out. Like, you're your own. Like, that's the height of Christianity.
Y a veces ponemos en un pedestal el estar casado diciendo que eso es lo máximo que tú puedes alcanzar es lo máximo del cristianismo.
Well, here at Refresh, here at CC, that is not the height of Christianity. That is not the purpose of Christianity. There are people that are dying and going to hell, and our mission is to save them.
Aquí en CCE, eso no es lo máximo. Nuestra meta es alcanzar a la gente. Hay gente que se está perdiendo y queremos que sean salvos.
It's never to see you get married or get with a person or anything like that. It's to see you develop into the person God's called you to be.
No es la meta para que tú te cases, sino para que tú te conviertas en la persona que Dios te ha llamado a ser.
Whether you're married or whether you're single, it doesn't matter. That is the mission of the church, not to see more people get married.
Ya estés casado o estés soltero, esta es la misión de la iglesia, no que tú estés casado.
And never, never downplay or minimize your singleness.
Y nunca minimices tu soltería.
First off, there are tons of single people in the Bible.
Primeramente, hay mucha gente soltera en la Biblia.
Paul, who just wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, we just read his verse, single guy in his 30s, right? He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. God used him mightily.
Pablo, un hombre que escribió la mayoría del Nuevo Testamento, él era soltero y Dios lo usó de forma grande.
John the Baptist, who's called by Jesus as the greatest man born of woman to have ever lived, a single man, first person to ever point out Jesus as the Messiah.
Juan el Bautista, la persona que está exaltada en la Biblia, la primera persona, la persona que bautizó a Jesús, él era un hombre soltero.
Nehemiah. God used him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, to rebuild his temple. Nehemiah, a single person.
Nehemías, Dios lo usó para reconstruir las murallas del templo. Él era un hombre soltero.
I don't know if you guys remember Martha, the single woman that Jesus would go over to her house and her family's house whenever he was tired and done with ministry.
No sé si conocen a Marta, la mujer que Jesús iba a su casa cuando él estaba cansado y estaba haciendo su ministerio.
The original independent woman, she had her own house, her own credit score, her own bank account.
La mujer original independiente, ella tenía su propia casa, su propio negocio, su propia cuenta de banco.
She was single.
Era soltera.
Right? God used 3 single people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to walk through the fire, not bowing to Nebuchadnezzar.
Dios usó a 3 muchachos solteros, Shadrach, Meshach, y Abednego, para poder caminar en el fuego.
The list can go on and on of the single people in the Bible. There's probably more single people in the Bible than there are married people.
Y la lista sigue. Hay quizás más gente soltera en la Biblia que gente casada.
Oh, and not to mention the best one, Jesus. He was single. The greatest rescue operation ever. God used a single man.
Y el hombre más grande, Jesús. Dios usó a un hombre soltero.
Jesus, the all-powerful, all-sufficient, he was single. He was by himself.
Jesús, el todopoderoso, el todo suficiente, él era soltero.
So all this to say, don't downplay your singleness. God can use you just as much, just as powerfully.
Todo esto para decir que no menos minimices tu soltería. Dios te puede usar también poderosamente.
You don't need another person for God to start doing some things. You don't need another person for God to start speaking. You don't need another person to fulfill the call of God
on your
life. No ocupas
a otra persona para tu poder cumplir el propósito de Dios sobre tu vida.
But that being said,
con decir esto,
every person in here,
cada persona aquí,
whether we're married or whether we're single,
ya estemos casados, ya estemos solteros,
you have had a time in your life where you at one point were single.
Han tenido un tiempo en su vida donde estaban solteros.
And God, during that time, during when you're single, wants to accomplish, wants to grow some things in you.
Y Dios, en ese tiempo donde estás soltero, él quiere cumplir algunas cosas en ti.
That's going to set you up for more healthy and beneficial relationships, whether that's romantic relationships or friendships.
Que van a poder llevarte a un crecimiento en tus relaciones.
And it's your job to understand, God, what are you doing in me during this time when I'm single? What is it that you're trying to grow in me?
Y es tu trabajo decir, Dios, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres hacer dentro de mí mientras yo estoy soltero?
This is why the divorce rates amongst Christians are 50% and going up.
Por eso los pronósticos de divorcios entre cristianos están subiendo.
Because us as a generation, we have the least amount of understanding of what it's like to be single and the purpose of being single. We understand it the least.
Porque nosotros como una generación no tenemos un entendimiento de qué significa estar soltero.
And I'm going to be honest, you come into this world as a single and you are going to stand before God, not with your spouse, not with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you are going to stand before God alone.
Y tú entras a este mundo soltero y tú vas a estar delante de Dios algún día, no con tu esposo, no con tu pareja, sino tú solo delante de Dios.
So how you develop, how you grow, how you run after God as a single person is what is going to be judged before God.
Entonces, como tú te desarrollas como una persona, como tú creces como una persona soltera, es lo que va a importar delante de Dios.
And so the question we need to be asking is, God, what are you trying to do as in me as a single person? What is it are you trying to do?
Entonces tenemos que preguntarnos, Dios, ¿qué quieres tú hacer dentro de mí como una persona soltera?
And so the first thing we're going to look at,
la primera cosa que vamos a ver,
is the first man ever created, Adam.
Es el primer hombre que fue creado, Adán.
Right? Adam was created by God, right out of the dirt.
Adán fue creado por Dios de la tierra.
And the first thing God does, or God says to Adam,
y la primera cosa que Dios hace y le dice a Adán,
before Eve came along, before women even existed, God gave him a job.
Antes de que vino Eva, antes de que existieran las mujeres, Dios le dio a él un trabajo.
He said, Adam, I need you to name all these animals.
Le dice, Adán, ocupo que tú pongas nombre a todos los animales.
And I know that's like we normally just kind of breeze past that verse, but do you realize how long that would take Adam?
Y sé que a veces nosotros nomás leemos ese versículo, pero te pones a pensar, ¿qué tanto tiempo le iba a tomar a Adán hacer eso?
This isn't just like, oh, it was a week-long project. There are thousands of animal species that existed today and existed back then. This is a long job.
Esto no solamente es un trabajo de una semana, no, hay tantas y miles de animales en este planeta. Es un trabajo largo.
And the Bible says that Adam fulfilled this job and God would walk with Adam every evening.
Y la Biblia dice que Adán cumplió ese trabajo y que Dios caminaba con él cada noche.
So already before women even existed, Adam already had a purpose.
Entonces antes de que las mujeres existieran, Adán ya tenía un propósito.
He understood the calling God had for him at that time.
Él entendía el propósito que Dios tenía para su vida en ese tiempo.
And he walked with God daily.
Y él caminaba con Dios diariamente.
Right, and this took a long time, right? This naming of the animals, this isn't just something that happened in a week. This took a while.
Y esto de nombrar a los animales tomó un tiempo.
So we don't know how long Adam was single before Eve came along, but it's a minute.
Entonces no sabemos qué tanto tiempo Adán estuvo soltero antes de que llegara Eva, pero fue un rato.
So for those of us that are in here like, Pastor, you don't understand, the clock's ticking. Like, okay, you're 18, okay? Like, Adam was single for a while, you're fine.
Entonces para los que están aquí dicen, es que Pastor, es que ya se me está pasando el tiempo y ocupo a alguien. No, tienes 18 años, estás bien.
So Adam had the purpose, he had the calling, and he had the walk with God, and at this time,
Adán tenía el propósito, él tenía el llamado, él tenía el caminar con Dios, y en este tiempo,
God says, it's not good for this man to be alone.
Dice, no es bueno que este hombre esté solo.
Not a man that doesn't know his calling. Not a man that doesn't walk with God. No, those guys, those people, those women, they need to be alone. But this man?
No el hombre que no tiene propósito. No el hombre que no sabe su llamado. No el hombre que no camina con Dios. No, este hombre.
This type of man, this man that knows his purpose, he knows his worth, he has a walk with God, it's not good for this guy. This type of guy to be alone.
Este hombre que sabe su propósito, este hombre que sabe su llamado, este hombre que sabe su valor, no es bueno que este hombre esté solo.
And I'm sure Adam wanted a companion. He wanted somebody. He was the only person there. I'm sure he longed to be with somebody.
Y estoy seguro que Adán a lo mejor deseaba estar con alguien.
But that didn't keep him from living. The point is, point number two, don't let your longing for a relationship keep you from living life.
Pero no lo detuvo de poder vivir. Punto número dos, no dejes que tu anhelo afecte tu vivir.
Don't let your longing keep you from living.
No dejes que tu anhelo te detenga de poder vivir.
You need to make sure you yourself are whole, you yourself are healthy.
Tienes que asegurarte que tú mismo estás completo, estás pleno.
To be in a healthy relationship, to be in a healthy future marriage.
Para poder estar tú en una relación futura saludable.
A healthy relationship, a healthy marriage isn't two half people, half broken people coming together and becoming one. It's two whole, complete individuals uniting together and becoming one.
Una relación, un matrimonio, no son dos personas quebrantadas que vienen juntas a cumplirse. No, son dos personas plenas y completas que se están uniendo.
And I know what you're already thinking. You're like, Josiah, you're married. We're just hearing another married guy tell us singles how to live and how to date.
Y yo sé lo que tú estás pensando. Josías, tú estás casado. Tú eres un hombre casado que nos está diciendo cómo debemos de vivir, cómo debemos de ser solteros.
You don't get it anymore. There's dating websites now. These guys are just different. They're blah, blah, blah. You just can't relate, right?
Tú no lo entiendes. Es que ahora ya las cosas son diferentes. Ahora hay páginas. Ahora estos muchachos ya son diferentes. Es que no lo entiendes.
Well, first off, I've only been married 2 years. I don't have amnesia, right? I was single not too long ago.
Yo nomás estoy casado por 2 años, entonces no estuve soltero tan lejos atrás.
And second off, I know someone who is qualified, who is a single man, that is educated.
Yo, segundo, sí conozco a alguien, a un hombre que sí es un hombre soltero, que tiene la educación.
He loves God and he is going to speak to y'all on singleness.
Él ama a Dios y él va a hablar con ustedes sobre la soltería.
His name's Paul, all right?
Su
the guy
es
that we
Pablo,
just read.
El hombre que acabamos de leer.
Paul has all the credentials to talk to you about how to live as a single person. He is a 30-something-year-old man, Jewish man, who's single.
Pablo tiene todas las credenciales para poder decirles a ustedes y hablar de ustedes sobre este tema. Él es un hombre en sus 30s, soltero.
And you're like, oh, who cares how old he is? This is a culture where they would get married at 14, 15, right? It was weird. It's an anomaly that he's this old and doesn't have a wife.
Y tú dices, ¿qué importa que él estaba soltero? Pues él vivía en una cultura donde la gente se casaba a los 14, 15 años. Entonces era tan raro que él no estuviera casado a los 30 y algo años.
Your tía at the family function this weekend is going to ask you where your boyfriend is and you don't have one, let alone Paul, who is 30-something in a culture where he should have been married years, decades ago.
Tu tía, a lo mejor, en su reunión que tienen, a lo mejor ella te pregunta dónde está el novio. No, pero este Pablo, por ya décadas, había de haber estado esperando para que alguien le llegara.
He's gotten the questions. He's gotten the looks. He's gotten the people chirping behind his back. What's happened? What's wrong with him? Is he too picky? What's going on here?
Le han hecho las preguntas. A lo mejor la gente empezaba a murmurar cosas de él. ¿Qué pasa con él? ¿Qué tiene? A lo mejor están exigioso.
And so Paul, he's talking to us about singleness. He's talking to the church of Corinth about singleness, about sex.
Entonces Pablo está hablando a la iglesia de Corintios sobre esto de la soltería, del sexo.
And so Paul, right, he's writing to them because he knows this church of Corinth, they're wild. Out of all the churches that Paul wrote, Ephesians, Corinthians, Philippians, the Corinthians were crazy.
De todas las iglesias a las cuales Pablo escribió, los Efesios, los Filipenses, los Corintios eran locos.
Literally, they're getting drunk off of communion wine, right? They just got out of orgies and now they're saved. They have a lot of questions about how to live life as a Christian.
Se emborrachaban, estaban cometiendo cosas de adulterio, estaban haciendo cosas locas y ahora ya eran salvos.
And so Paul tells them, hey, sex, it has a context.
Entonces Pablo les dice, el sexo tiene contexto.
You guys already know this. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. It has a context, just like scripture has a context, so we don't misuse it. Sex also has a context.
Ustedes saben esto, como la escritura también tiene un contexto, también el sexo tiene un contexto.
And he tells the people there of Corinth that are married, he's like, wives, if you're married,
y le dice a la gente de Corintios, esposas, si están casadas,
you now yield your body to your husband and you guys become one.
Ahora entregan su cuerpo a su esposo y se convierten en uno.
And he says to the guys, guys, if you're married, you now yield your body to your wife and now you become one.
Y dice, hombres, si ustedes están casados, ahora ustedes entregan su cuerpo a sus esposas y ahora son uno.
And I know all the guys are like, hey, I got no problem yielding my body, bro. I got no problem yielding here.
Y yo sé que a lo mejor los muchachos dicen, bueno, no tengo problema en dar mi cuerpo.
And what Paul is trying to get them to see,
lo que Pablo quiere que ellos entiendan,
is that if you're married,
es que si estás casado,
the enemy is going to try and get you to not have sex, right? Because that ruins the image that God is setting up.
El enemigo va a intentar a que no tengan sexo porque eso arruina la imagen que Dios había hecho.
But he tells them to the singles, which a lot of them were and a lot of you are.
Pero le dice a los solteros que muchos de ellos sí estaban.
He goes, hey, the enemy is going to try and get you to toss out your virginity like it's a frisbee to just anyone who has it, right? That's what the enemy is going to try and do.
El enemigo va a querer que ustedes nomás tiren su virginidad a cualquier persona que está ahí, es lo que el enemigo quiere.
But Paul goes on to say, he goes on to explain the fact that you're in a battle, whether you're married or whether you're single.
Pero Pablo dice, la razón que tú estás en una batalla, estés casado y estés soltero,
proves that there is an original intention, proves that an original intention and origin to this creation that God established.
Es prueba de que había un origen original de lo que Dios había establecido.
So just like the enemy is attacking gender and sexuality today,
y así como el enemigo está atacando el género, la sexualidad,
it proves that there's an original intention, that God created people, male and female, in his image. It proves, it points to the fact that there's an original intent.
Es prueba de que hay una intención original de parte de Dios.
And the same thing Paul's explaining with sex. The very fact that you're battling this, whether you're single and you're battling not having sex, or you're married and you're battling to try and have sex, proves that there's original intent, proves that there is a real context and a real meaning.
Ahora ya que estás soltero y estás batallando en no tener sexo, casado estás batallando en tener sexo, lo que sea, todo esto es prueba de que hay una intención original de parte de Dios.
And so Paul goes on to say, hey, singleness, it's a gift. I wish every one of you were single. Singleness is a gift.
Entonces Pablo le dice, yo esperaría que todos ustedes estuvieran solteros porque la soltería es un regalo.
And I know you, as we read the passage and as you hear me say that, you're like, singleness is not a gift.
Y a lo mejor ustedes mientras leían el pasaje decían, la soltería no es un regalo.
And if it is, I really wish I could give it back.
Y dice, y si es un regalo, pues lo devuelvo.
Right? And we have to understand,
y tenemos que entender,
that not every gift that you receive, you're going to understand the full value of.
Que no siempre cada regalo que tú vas a recibir, siempre vas a entender el valor completo de ello.
You're not going to understand the full value of certain gifts sometimes.
A veces no vas a entender el valor completo de algunos regalos en algunas veces.
I have a nerdy side to me, so sometimes I like to watch the show Pawn Stars, right?
Yo tengo un lado raro de mí, me gusta ver el programa de televisión Pawn Stars.
And in that show, sometimes people bring in like really weird, crusty stuff, and they're like, I'm just here to, you know, get some money for this brooch my grandma gave me.
Y hay gente que trae cosas que son bien feas o X y dicen, ay, pues quiero agarrar un dinero por esta cosa que me dio mi abuelita.
Right, and it's all crusty. They've had it in the closet or some drawer for years.
Y está sucia, ha estado en un closet por años.
And then the dude, right, he looks at it and he's like, oh, like this is like actually something special. And they call in the expert, right, and they come in.
Y el muchacho viene y dice, wow, esto sí es algo especial. Y traen a un experto y viene y lo ve.
And then, you know, they say, hey, this isn't worth like $100. This is like worth a few thousand dollars. This is worth thousands of dollars here.
Y dicen, ¿sabes qué? Esto no cuesta unos cuantos dólares. No, esto cuesta, tiene valor de millones de dólares.
And the person's like, oh, mind blown. Like, man, if I would have known that, I would have taken better care of it. Or I would have, you know, not stuffed it in the attic for years. I would have put it in a case, right?
Si yo supiera esto, yo hubiera cuidado más de ello. Lo hubiera puesto en una caja para protegerla.
Same thing with your singleness. You don't recognize the value that it has now, so sometimes it's hard for some of you to value it because you don't understand what it's worth right now.
Igual con tu soltería, a veces tú piensas que no tiene valor porque tú no entiendes el valor que tiene.
Until sometime later, you look back and you understand the value of what your singleness was, the season that God had you in right now in this moment.
Hasta más adelante tú ves hacia atrás y tú ves la bendición y el regalo que estaba dentro de tu soltería.
Don't be people that it takes you to look back over pain and hurt and look back and say, wow, I should have valued that season. I should have taken better care of that. I should have valued myself. I should have listened more. Value it now.
No seas esa persona que tiene que mirar hacia atrás y decir, ay, debería de haber yo valorado más esa temporada. No, valórala ahora.
I had a friend in college. His name's Carter.
Yo tuve un amigo en el colegio. Su nombre es Carter.
And his dad, or his grandpa, I should say.
Y su abuelo.
When he was like 5 years old.
Cuando tenía 5 años.
He got a gift from his grandpa.
Él agarró un regalo de su abuelito.
And his grandpa was like, "Oh, happy birthday, Carter! I got you some Ford stock."
Y su abuelo le dice, "Feliz cumpleaños, Carter. Yo te agarré un stock de la marca Ford."
And Carter obviously doesn't care, right? He's almost like mad at his grandpa. It's like getting socks for Christmas. Like, okay, grandpa, like what am I going to do with Ford stock, right? I want action figures or whatever.
Y Carter empieza a decir, pues son como agarrar calcetines. ¿Qué voy a hacer a los 5 años con algo de un par del negocio Ford?
But then once Carter turned 18 and he could collect on the stock that his grandpa put in his name.
Pero cuando ya Carter tenía 18 años y podía colectar ese dinero que su abuelo había puesto en su nombre.
And he collected thousands of dollars. Now he sees years later the value of that gift when he was 5 years old.
Y colectó miles de dólares. Él ahora ya pudo ver el valor que su abuelo le había dado, las cosas que su abuelo le había dado a los 5 años.
Right now you don't value your singleness. Right now you don't see the purpose. You can't, it's hard for you to appreciate being holy, being pure, growing as an individual.
Ahora a lo mejor tú no valoras tu soltería, tú no valoras cómo tú puedes estar puro y santo y estar caminando en este camino, tú no lo valoras.
But later on, years from now, when you're in a relationship, you get married, you have a spouse, you're going to be thankful for how you stewarded this season of your life.
Pero más adelante, cuando ya estés casado y en una relación, vas a estar tú agradecido por la forma que tú valoraste y manejaste esta temporada de tu vida.
And the reason why you can't appreciate the gift of singleness right now.
Y la razón por qué tú no puedes apreciar el regalo que es la soltería ahora.
Is because you're sad.
Es porque estás triste.
You're sad.
Estás triste.
Do we have sad up there? You're sad. Point number three. You're sad.
Punto número tres.
Stands for seasonal affective disorder.
Es
you're sad.
Distorno afectivo estacional.
You can't appreciate it because you're sad.
No puedes apreciarlo porque estás triste.
I was a counseling major for my undergraduate. This is a real disorder. This is a real disease people have.
Yo era un, yo estudié consejería y yo puedo decirles que esto es una enfermedad real que la gente tiene.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Trastorno afectivo estacional.
You can look it up.
Lo pueden buscar.
It's when people get sad or very heavily depressed because of the weather, because of the season, right? So people that live in Seattle, people that live that where it rains a lot, they get depressed. They have this.
Es la gente que se pone triste o se deprime por el clima afuera. La gente que vive en lugares donde llueve mucho, a veces tienen esto.
However, when the summer comes and the sun comes out, the depression, all that stuff goes away, right? But during the season, it affects their depression, it affects their mood, it affects their wellness.
Pero cuando sale el sol y está brilloso afuera, están bien, pero el clima afecta, la temporada afecta su salud.
And you can't appreciate the gift of singleness because you're sad. You have a hard time appreciating this season of your life.
Y tú a lo mejor no puedes apreciar esta temporada de tu vida porque estás triste.
Right? It's the enemy. He may not be able to change the weather in your life, your situations. He doesn't have that kind of power.
El enemigo a lo mejor no tiene el tipo de poder para poder cambiar el clima de tu situación, de tu vida.
But what his goal is to whatever season you are in your life, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you have a lot of money, whether you're poor, whatever it may be.
Pero su meta es ya estés casado, ya estés soltero, ya tengas dinero, ya no tengas dinero.
What he's going to try and get you to do in being sad is get you blinded to the blessing and focus only on the burdens of your season.
Pero
only on the bad things of your season.
Él va a querer que tú estés ciego a las bendiciones y solamente te enfoques en las cargas de esa temporada.
He will highlight the burdens of the season and blind you to the benefits.
Él resaltará las cargas de esta temporada y te hará ciego a los beneficios de esta temporada.
He's going to blind you to the benefits of being single. He's going to blind you to the benefits of being a single that's in love with Jesus and going after him with all he has. He's going to only highlight the burdens.
Él va a encegarte a las bendiciones de esta temporada y solamente va a resaltar las cargas.
And this is exactly what he did with Adam and Eve. He has used this trick for thousands of years. He just keeps spamming the same play.
Y esto es exactamente lo que él hizo con Adán y Eva.
Adam and Eve.
Adán y Eva.
In the garden,
en el jardín,
he highlighted the burden, what they couldn't have, and it blinded them from the thousands of trees, from the other fruits that they could have.
El enemigo resaltó lo que ellos no podían agarrar, la carga que ellos tenían, que no podían obtener, y en vez de que ellos pudieran ver la bendición de los otros árboles que estaban a su alrededor.
So in this season that you're in, you being single, you being by yourself,
entonces en esta temporada donde tú te encuentras, el tú estar soltero,
you have seasonal affective disorder because you have a hard time seeing the benefits of being single.
Tienes este desorden porque tú no puedes ver los beneficios de estar soltero.
The enemy has highlighted the burdens, and it doesn't even have to pertain to singleness.
Y el enemigo ha resaltado las cargas, y no solamente es para los solteros.
You may not be at the job you want. I mean, you may not be at the school you want. You may not be in a certain place with your family that you want, and the enemy tries to highlight the burdens.
A lo mejor no estás en el lugar financiero que tú quieras estar. A lo mejor tú no estás en la escuela que tú quieres estar. A lo mejor no estás en la relación de tu familia como tú quieres.
And tries to get you to be blind to all the benefits, all the blessings that God has for you in this season.
Pero el enemigo va a querer que tú te enciegues a las bendiciones que se encuentran en esta temporada.
Doesn't even have to be with singles. This could go for anything in your life. The enemy is always going to try and highlight the burdens to blind you to the benefits.
No solamente tiene que ser para la soltería, pero en diferentes cosas el enemigo va a querer resaltar las cargas y enciegarte a las bendiciones.
And on social media, he'd be highlighting the burdens of being single all the time.
Y en las redes sociales se ve que él está resaltando las cargas de estar soltero siempre.
Everyone in their wedding pics, everyone has a date on Valentine's Day. It is easy, right? Love shows, reality TV, it's easy to see the burdens of being single.
Todos publican fotos con su pareja, hay diferentes programas de televisión sobre el amor. Es fácil poder ver las cargas de ser soltero.
My brother just got married this past Saturday, right?
Mi hermano se acaba de casar este sábado pasado.
Wow, that guy's married.
Wow, está casado.
The other thing,
la otra cosa,
is one of the bridesmaids.
Es una de las damas.
I overheard her saying like, oh, this is my like fifth wedding being a bridesmaid.
La escuché decir, esta es mi quinta boda ser dama.
She's sad.
Está triste.
She's sad.
Está triste.
And it's like sometimes you get this seasonal, it's hard to appreciate you being single, right? Because it's thrown in your face so much, the burdens of singleness.
Y a veces es difícil tú poder ver las bendiciones en la soltería porque tú solamente puedes ver las cargas.
It's my fifth time being a bridesmaid. Still not a bride yet, you know?
Es mi quinta vez ser dama y todavía no soy... No soy esposa.
Find the value in this season. There is value in it.
Encuentra el valor de esta temporada porque sí tiene valor.
You guys can go ahead and stand.
Pueden ponerse sobre sus pies.
So the question to ask is, okay, what are the benefits then? What if I'm blinded to the benefits? What are the benefits of being single?
Entonces la pregunta es, ¿cuáles son los beneficios de ser soltero?
And the benefit is this.
Y el beneficio es este.
You get to be more devoted to God.
Tú puedes estar más devoto a Dios.
Yeah, no one. I didn't think anyone would really clap for that.
Sí, yo sabía que nadie iba a aplaudir para eso.
You get to be more devoted to God.
Puedes estar más devoto a Dios.
Can we put verse 32 back up there?
Ponemos el versículo 32 arriba.
And I really feel that as a church, as Christians, we have idolized relationships, we have idolized marriage, we have idolized couples.
Y yo realmente siento que hemos nosotros puesto arriba las parejas, los matrimonios, resaltado.
Where it's hard to see the value of you being single. Can we get verse 32 up there?
Donde es difícil poder tú ver el valor de tú estar soltero. Ponemos el versículo 32.
It's all right. We'll get there eventually. I saw a sermon. This isn't my illustration.
Vimos un sermón. Esto no es mi ilustración.
I know it's hard for us to kind of get like, ooh, I get to be more devoted to God. It's hard to like visualize that. It's hard to appreciate that.
Sé que es difícil poder ver esto.
But think of it this way. Again, this isn't my illustration, but I thought it was so good.
Pero piénsalo de esta manera.
Think of being single as that, if you've ever played basketball, that dude that's like always calling for the ball.
Piensa que es el soltero como ese muchacho cuando están jugando baloncesto que siempre está llamando para la pelota.
Right, they may not even be that good, but they're always ready. Hey, ball, ball, ball. They're ready to shoot. They're ready to pass. They're ready to do something, right? They're always calling for the ball. They're ready.
A lo mejor no son tan buenos, pero siempre están listos para poder hacer algo. Están llamando, denme la pelota, denme la pelota. Están listos.
That's what you get to be as a single person, to the call of God, to the purpose of God on your life. I'm not saying you have to be a pastor. I'm just saying whatever God calls you to be.
Eso es lo que tú puedes hacer como persona soltera con el llamado de Dios sobre tu vida. No estoy hablando de cosas ministeriales o ser pastor. Lo que Dios te está llamando a hacer.
You get to be ready all the time. You get, whenever God passes you the ball, whenever you get that calling, whenever you get the opportunity, you are ready. You have every opportunity to do everything God has for you.
Tú puedes estar siempre listo, tienes siempre la oportunidad para tú poder hacer lo que Dios te está llamando a hacer.
Paul in those verses, he's saying, I wish everyone were single because they would be able to do so much more for God. They're ready at a drop of a hat. They're ready to do whatever God has for them.
Pablo está diciendo que es mejor que estén solteros porque en cada momento están listos para hacer lo que Dios está diciéndoles que hagan.
Marriage is beautiful. It's an amazing thing.
El matrimonio es algo hermoso, es algo increíble.
But there's certain things you can do, Paul is saying, as a single person that married people can't do. There are certain things God can use you for because of your freedom, because you're by yourself, that God can do through you that he cannot do through married people.
Pero hay cosas que Dios puede hacer en ti y no con un matrimonio, solamente contigo, que él no puede hacer con otros.
You are so much more efficient as a single person running after God. You are so much more efficient as a single person obeying the call. You are so much more efficient as a single person listening to what God is doing, growing in the way he wants you to grow.
Eres tú más eficaz como una persona soltera yendo tras el llamado de Dios, haciendo lo que Dios te está llamando a hacer para crecer.
When God calls, you say yes. When God calls, you say, God, I'm ready. God, I'm here. My finances are yours.
Cuando Dios te llama, que tú estás listo para decir que sí, Dios, mis finanzas son tuyas.
My time is yours.
Mi tiempo es tuyo.
My resources are yours.
Mis recursos son tuyos.
Everything I am is yours. I don't got to check with the wife. I don't got to check with a husband. I don't got to worry about kids. God, everything I am is yours. Every single career, every single decision, God, it's yours. I'm ready.
No tengo que preocuparme por una esposa, por un esposo, por hijos. Cada cosa que Dios tú me llames, Dios, yo estoy listo.
And I know it's difficult to appreciate that.
Sé que es difícil apreciarlo.
But again,
pero otra vez,
don't dismiss the value in this season just because you can't see it yet.
No minimices el valor de esta temporada porque a lo mejor no lo ves.
Just because it's like getting Ford stock for your birthday, it's like, I can't even use this right now. What is the point of this?
Simplemente porque es como agarrar algo que no quieres para tu cumpleaños y dices, ¿qué voy a hacer con esto?
And some of us in here, it doesn't even have to pertain to your singleness, but it doesn't even have to be about you being single. You may be perfectly fine where you're at, being single, being in a relationship. You may be perfectly fine.
A lo mejor tú estás aquí y tú estás perfectamente bien estando soltero.
And that's awesome. Good for you.
Bueno para ti.
But maybe you have a hard time appreciating this season for a different reason.
Pero a lo mejor tú tienes un tiempo difícil apreciando esta temporada por una razón diferente.
You're sad, but it's not because you're alone. You're sad because of your situation. You're sad because of your family. You're sad because of where you think you should be right now.
Estás triste a lo mejor no porque estás solo, pero a lo mejor estás triste porque por tu familia, por tus finanzas, por donde estás ahorita.
It's hard for you to see the value in this season because of fill in the blank. It doesn't even have to be because of singleness or because of relationship.
Es difícil tú poder ver el valor de esta temporada, no tiene que ser solamente porque tú estás soltero.
So you guys can go ahead and bow your heads. Close your eyes.
Inclinar sus rostros, cerrar sus ojos.
And this altar call isn't necessarily for single people up here. Like, you know, if you come up to the altar, it's like, well, I have a problem being single. That's not what this altar call is about.
Y este tiempo de altar no se va a tratar de que tú vas a pasar si tienes un problema estar soltero, no.
If you respond to this altar call tonight, you are saying, God, I have had a difficult time appreciating the season that I'm in.
Si tú respondes a este tiempo, tú estás diciendo, Dios, yo he tenido una dificultad apreciando esa temporada donde yo estoy.
You're saying, God, the enemy has made it real easy for me to see the burdens, to see the bad things, to see the negatives of where I'm at. It's been really easy.
Dice Dios, ha sido muy fácil el enemigo poder enseñarme las cosas negativas, las cosas malas.
And you're saying, God, I want to see the benefits. I want to see the blessings. I don't want to just see what the enemy's highlighting to me. God, I want to see the blessings of the season that I'm in.
Y quieres decir, Dios, yo quiero ver los beneficios, las bendiciones de esta temporada donde yo estoy.
Eyes closed, heads bowed.
Ojos cerrados, rostros inclinados.
And you're saying, God, I want to see those benefits. God, I want to grow every, I want to run after you with everything that I can in this season.
Tú dices, Dios, yo quiero crecer, quiero yo poder alcanzar lo que yo pueda alcanzar en esta temporada.
Whether you're single in a relationship or you're married, you're like, God, I want to run after you as fast as I can, as hard as I can for you in this season. And it's been difficult to do that lately.
Estés soltero, estés con una pareja o estés casado, lo que sea, Dios, yo quiero correr hacia ti con todo lo que yo tengo y ha sido difícil en esta temporada.
I need to see the value in this season.
Tengo que ver el valor de esta temporada.
Would you raise your hand?
Puedes levantar tu mano.
You're like, God, I need to see the value in this season.
Dios, tengo que yo ver el valor de esta temporada.
Before I pray, if you raise your hand, you want to make your way up here.
Antes
and
orar,
we want to pray for
si,
you.
Si tú levantaste tu mano, puedes pasar aquí a este altar. Queremos orar por ti.
We're going to go ahead and pray for you. You guys can go ahead. If you raise your hand, go
si
ahead and make your way down
mano,
here
ven,
to the altar.
Ven al altar.
We want to pray for you.
Queremos orar por ti.
You don't have to share what it is that you need to be more appreciative for in this season. If you raise your hand, go down here. Come on down here.
No tienes que compartirlo, pero si tú levantaste tu mano, ven aquí hasta el altar.
If you had the boldness to raise it there, have the boldness just to step out and talk to God.
Si tú tuviste la valentía para poder levantar tu mano, ven, ten la valentía para poder hablar con Dios.
So God, I pray, God, for these youth. God, I pray, God, that, Lord, whether it's singleness or whether it's another aspect of this season that, God, it's just been difficult to see the value in. God, whether they're in middle school, high school, young adults, God, it's difficult to see the value in this season. God, it's been tough to see the positive. It's been tough, God, to see the blessings. But God, as they pray, as they talk to you, God, and as there's worshiping in the crowd, God, I pray that, Lord, they would stop being sad in this season. That, Lord, they would see the value, God, in their singleness. They'd see the value, God, in this season. They'd see the value, God, in this situation. They'd see the positives. That God, right now as single people, Lord God, they are most free to run after you. They are most free, God, to grow and to say yes to every calling, every promise, every decision. God, everything, God, right now, God, is in this season where you're trying to grow them the most. Help them to see the value, God, that right now, God, the most that they can love their future spouse, their future relationship is to work on themselves. To say, God, I want to be a better version of me. I want to be a healthier me, God. I want to be a healthier me so I can have a healthier relationship in the future. God, I pray that as they talk to you, God, as they surrender to you right now, that, Lord, you would reveal the blessings. God, you would remove all the burdens that they've been focused on. That, Lord, you would highlight the blessings. You'd highlight how you provided. You'd highlight how you protected. You'd highlight the positive. You'd highlight the positive relationships. You'd highlight the provision. You'd highlight, God, how much you've been speaking to them. You'd highlight, God, your voice. You'd highlight, God, all the positives to this season. All the positives, God, to their singleness. All the positives, God, to their family. God, you'd highlight the positives, God, because it's been so easy, and it's our human nature, God, to focus on the negatives, to focus on what we're not, to focus on what we're missing, to focus on what we can't have, to focus on what we can't do. So God, I pray that as they're seeking and praying to you, that Lord God, you would speak to them. Open their eyes, God, to the blessings. Open their eyes, God, to the provision. Open their eyes, God, to how you've been speaking, to how you've been moving. Open their eyes, God, to the purpose of this season. Open their eyes to these things, God, and help them to love themselves in this season even more. God, there's things about themselves that they may not like, they may not appreciate, but God, I pray that you would help them to love themselves, to see the value, God, of themselves in this season, to see the value, God, of who you created them to be during this time, during these moments, during these months and years of their life. Help them to see the value, God, in this. God, we ask all these things in your name. We pray that you would speak loudly. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.